From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has proposed $128 billion in transportation spending for 2012. That's an almost 70% increase over current spending levels. NPR's Brian Naylor says the money would be used for everything from road and bridge repair to high-speed rail.
Transportation spending is usually parceled out over a number of years. The Obama administration wants the $128 billion it's proposing for the next fiscal year to be the first part of a six-year, $556 billion plan. The proposal does not explain how the new spending would be paid for. Increasing the gas tax would seem unlikely. The 2012 budget includes $8 billion for high-speed rail, one of the president's top transportation priorities. That's one area where the administration is already at odds with House Republicans, who want to chop $1 billion from this year's high-speed rail allocation. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he can go along with greater cuts in Pentagon spending this year as long as the total budget is not less than $540 billion. The administration is calling for a record $553 billion in base spending for the Pentagon this year, a boost of $22 billion over last year. The Pentagon, however, is operating at its 2010 spending level because Congress has not approved a budget for this year. Gates says the situation is damaging and could turn into a crisis if not fixed. Egypt's military rulers are urging citizens to stop protesting and go back to work. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that many Egyptians are determined to air their grievances.
Bank, transportation, tourism workers, and police were among those who staged protests in Cairo today, most of them calling for better pay and working conditions. The end of the Mubarak regime released a lot of pent-up frustration on the part of working people, and they want relief immediately. The Supreme Military Council issued a statement saying the protests were hurting the economy and disrupting Egyptian life, but it stopped short of banning the demonstrations. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
Iranian protesters are voicing their support for the opposition in Egypt and Tunisia. Thousands clash with police in Tehran, leaving one person dead and several others wounded. In Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she supports the aspirations of the Iranian people. Clinton says they deserve the right to disagree with their government. She also says that Iran must open up its political system and listen to the opposition in the country. Jazz pianist George Shearing has died of congestive heart failure. He was 91. Shearing and his popular quartet had a string of hits, but may be best known for the standard Lullaby of Birdland. Shearing remained active well into his 80s, releasing a CD as well as a memoir. This is NPR News. A former California congressional candidate is facing time in a federal prison. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that Tan Nguyen was convicted in connection with a 2006 letter warning potential voters that it was illegal for immigrants to vote.
It's not illegal for immigrants to vote if they are naturalized citizens. But in 2006, the campaign of Republican candidate Tan Nguyen sent letters to 14,000 Latino voters telling them it was, and that they could be prosecuted and deported. Nguyen was trying to unseat incumbent Democrat Loretta Sanchez. He's been convicted of obstructing the investigation into the incident. He'll serve a year and a day in federal prison, followed by 6 months in a residential reentry program. At sentencing, federal judge David O. Carter said that he took into account the otherwise exemplary life lived by Nguyen and his family, who are Vietnamese refugees. Nguyen said that since the incident, he has lived with a dark cloud over his head and with a deep sense of guilt. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
A new study in the Archives of Internal Medicine touts the benefits of eating a high-fiber diet. A 9-year government study finds that people who ate more fiber were less likely to die from heart disease and other illnesses than people who did not. The study recommends at least 25 grams of fiber per day for women and 38 grams daily for men. The scientists say the average American now eats only about 15 grams of fiber each day. Wall Street stock closed mixed. The Dow lost 5 points to close at 12,268. The Nasdaq was up 7 points, and the S&P 500 was up 3. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.